tweet me at Mr. John Nicholson, and I will try and get back to all the tweets that I get. Now, UK charities are calling for a debt freeze to help the poor because of the coronavirus. And I know that lots of charities are having difficulty coping. And of course, I know as an MP just how many of my constituents are deeply worried about their businesses, about paying the mortgage, about paying their rent, about unemployment. And that's on top of all the problems that they suffer. Many people suffer on a daily basis, especially those who find themselves having to go to food banks. Well, I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by Sarah Jane Clifton, who's the director of the Jubilee Debt Campaign. Sarah Jane, a very good afternoon to you.
Hi, John. Good to speak to you again.
Thanks for joining me again this evening. This is a very difficult time, I know, for charities, but also, of course, for the poor. So when you talk about a debt freeze, what exactly do you mean?
Well, I guess to start with the debt freeze and the other proposals that we have put forward to the government, they're not just about supporting the poor. They're about supporting everyone who's worried about their incomes at this time, which is obviously a lot of people. So the proposals that you're referring to in a letter which my organisation, Jubilee Debt Campaign, signed with about nearly 80 other leaders of charities, think tanks, trade unions, and a bunch of academics as well on Thursday. Basically, we're calling for four things. First of all, an immediate freeze on debt payments for people who need it. So people whose incomes have been affected by corona because they can't work, they have to take sick leave, or their businesses are out of action. We think they should be eligible for a freeze on any debt payments they have, like credit cards or loans, that's interest-free and also that has no impact on their credit rating, just to help them weather this really difficult and uncertain phase. We also think that the government needs to do more to support people who are in that situation with things like rent and council tax and their utility bills. It's good that they've obviously stopped evictions, but still a lot of people are just going to be really struggling with their payments at this time. And we think actually now is the time for the government to do something about this big burden of council tax debt and social security debt, which is hanging around a lot of people's necks, which has been really unfair for a long time. We actually think that they should move now just to write the whole thing off. I've already committed hundreds of billions to the big support package, and that's brilliant for, you know, supporting incomes and jobs at this time. And we think another sort of 10 billion of writing off council debt and social security debt could really help some of the most vulnerable families at this time.
I know from my postbag at the moment just how worried people are. And there's lots of people who still seem to be falling through the cracks. You've identified some of them. People that I'm noticing as well are people who've set up small businesses recently who don't qualify because their business is a very recent one. I was talking to one particular guy who'd set up a small business, and he employs five people are craftsmen. And he is totally terrified about how he's going to meet their wages bills because his business is less than a year old. So he doesn't have the accounts that he needs to claim in the way that people with a slightly older business can do. His business was doing okay, but work has just ground to a halt. And unless he gets support, he's going to have everybody go, and he himself will have to give up the business, and he won't be able to pay rent to his landlord who relies on it. And there's a whole sequence that will flow from the lack of support he's getting. And, you know, we as MPs are just churning out letters to the Chancellor, because we're finding lots of examples which the government doesn't seem to have thought of.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're hearing of so many cases like that as well. I mean, the government has announced some really significant measures in the last 2 weeks, like the business loan scheme and the support for self-employed, and that's fantastic. But the thing is, there's delays in that package of measures. There's some major holes in that package of measures. So they think it's going to be about 2 million self-employed people who just won't be eligible for the support which has been put forward. There's delays in that support. So I think the package that has been announced, people won't be able to access it until July. And then, of course, this whole thing is showing the massive weaknesses and flaws in our social security system, you know, which has been stripped bare by 10 years of austerity. So a lot of people are, you know, the applications for universal credit have gone through the roof. And a lot of people, if they're, you know, eligible, are going to have to try and live on what was £75 a week. And the Chancellor just put up to £90 a week, which is still, you know, nowhere near enough, which is why we think the government needs to go further. We think that, you know, without further action on debt and also to support people with the payments they have to make, that COVID-19 looks like it's really going to worsen the debt trap that loads of families are already in, but also push loads more people into problem debt.
who are you able to speak to in government? How easy is it for you to communicate some of this stuff? Because, again, as an MP, we've obviously normally have better access than the average member of the public. As an MP, if you write a letter to government minister, you get a response very quickly. I wrote to the Foreign Secretary about all the people who are stranded overseas. I wrote to him more than 2 weeks ago. I still haven't had a response. That's very, very unusual, even by the chaotic standards of Dominic Raab and the Foreign Office.
Sure. I mean, yeah, they've got a lot to deal with at the moment. So we're using all the means that we've got, which includes, you know, coordinating with lots of other charities, lobbying some of the civil servants, also talking to lots of MPs, and MPs, as you said, are raising it in Parliament. And we do think we actually are having some impact already. So, you know, in relation to the debt freeze, the FCA, which is the regulator of the banks and the lending industry, announced on Friday that it is actually proposing to do a form of freeze on debt payments for people, which is extremely welcome. I don't know if you heard about those proposals, but they're saying that people who, you know, whose incomes are impacted by coronavirus will be able to ask their banks for a 3-month freeze on their loan repayments and credit card repayments. Also some help with overdrafts, so people who already have an overdraft will be able to get the first £500 of that interest free, and also no impact on credit ratings, which is fantastic. So we're seeing movement by, you know, the authorities and regulators, but again, we don't think those proposals go far enough. So it's not clear whether those FCA proposals cover things like payday loans or high cost credit or, you know, car finance, which a lot of people have now. And also the FCA is saying that the banks can still continue to charge interest on people during that payment freeze, which we think is really not acceptable and actually quite immoral that banks should be making extra profits, you know, off the back of people who are suffering misfortune at this moment because of coronavirus. We think that the payment freeze should be absolutely interest free, and the government should look, you know, with the Bank of England to setting up a kind of interest free loan facility to allow the banks to do that.
And one of the things I think it's very important for people to do is, a lot of people at the moment are being offered low interest or zero interest loans. I'm talking about individuals as well as companies, until the end of this year. But we've had people looking at the small print of some of the offers that people are being sent, and the banks are allowed to jack up the interests that they charge people as soon as we get to the 1st of January of 2021. And unless you look at that very carefully, you might find yourself signing up for something that looks pretty good, but actually could end up giving you crippling debt in the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really massive concern. And the problem is, you know, we're seeing some banks actually, you know, doing some quite good things in terms of what's called forbearance. So, you know, allowing people space, you know, not to pay debts or to change their loans and that kind of thing. But it's really fragmented across all the different banks. They're all doing different things. And what we need is just clear and strong guidance from the government, which is saying to people, look, you can have this payment freeze, it'll be interest free, and there isn't piling up debt that people are then going to have to repay once this is over, because we're, you know, extremely worried. It's going to be hard enough, you know, revitalising the economy after this is over without having loads more households just totally burdened in debt.
Well, I think it's good advice, I think, and all strength to you. We're asking all our guests to choose an isolation song, and I think you've come up with one. What's yours?
Yeah, it's called Magic, I think, by This Is The Kit. I just like it because it's really beautiful, and its general message is about keeping positive and getting on with it. And I think we're obviously, like, as a country and as a society, being asked to do something really hard together, but people are really rising to that challenge, and we're seeing loads of real sort of solidarity and selflessness. And obviously, you know, the amazing NHS workers and the carers and the supermarket workers just going, you know, really just going beyond, above and beyond. So, it's, I guess, to sort of inspire more positivity and solidarity amongst people.
Sounds like an ideal choice. Let's hear it.